2 Kings, chapter 20. In those days Hezekiah was sick to death. And Isaiah the prophet the son of Amoz came to him, and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, Set your house in order, for you will die, and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall, and prayed to Yahweh, saying, Remember now, O Yahweh, I urge you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept intensely. And it came to pass, before Isaiah had gone out into the middle part of the city, that the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, Turn back, and say to Hezekiah the leader of my people, Thus says Yahweh, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, look, I will heal you, on the third day you will go up to the house of Yahweh. And I will add to your days 15 years, and I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake, and for my slave David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a cake of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, What will be the sign that Yahweh will heal me, and that I will go up to the house of Yahweh the third day? And Isaiah said, This will be the sign to you from Yahweh, that Yahweh will do the thing that he has spoken, the shadow has gone forward 10 steps. Shall it come back 10 steps? And Hezekiah answered, It is an easy thing for the shadow to decline 10 steps, no, but let the shadow return backward 10 steps. And Isaiah the prophet cried to Yahweh, and he brought back the shadow on the steps it had gone down, on the steps of Ahaz, backward 10 steps. At that time Berodach-Baladan the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah listened to them, and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver, and the gold, and the spices, and the precious oil, and the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah, and said to him, What did these men say? And from where did they come to you? And Hezekiah said, They have come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is in my house they have seen, there is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. And Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Hear the word of Yahweh. Look, the days come, that all that is in your house, and that which your fathers have laid up in store to this day, will be carried to Babylon, nothing will be left, says Yahweh. And of your sons who will issue from you, whom you will beget, they will take away, and they will be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, The word of Yahweh which you have spoken is good. He said moreover, Is it not so, if peace and truth will be in my days? Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, and all his might, and how he made the pool, and the conduit, and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead.